This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number. 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Strange thing happening outside today. It's called rain. We haven't seen rain in southern Maine here for a long, long time. We were under emergency watch. No outside burning, no watering. Can't even wash the car. No matter if you had your own well, because the water was so low that some of the wells were beginning to dry out. But it's been raining all day yesterday. It's still raining now, and we're supposed to have a few more showers today. That's a good thing. And then maybe we can get some of the remnants of Hurricane Matthew. Not destructive, but some bands of rain that will help to make the fall foliage beautiful. And it's too bad. It's such a beautiful time of the year. And I know a lot of you really enjoy the fall like I do. Going into the mountains and see the mountains that are yellow and orange and red and some purples. And so far this year, a lot of the leaves are actually beginning to fall. The birches are dropping leaves that are yellow. The maples are dropping foliage that's curled and turned brown. But maybe this rain will save some of the fall foliage. A great time of the year. Apple picking time. And I hope that all of you listening get our newsletter, because not this past week, the week before, I did an entire newsletter about apples. And if you don't get the newsletter, go to paulparent.com, and there's a couple of stories on how to grow them, how to maintain them, spraying insects and things like that. And then the third story is basically a list of about the top 20 selling or picking apples, depending on what you want to do with them. Some are for cooking, some are for eating, some are for winter storage. They'll keep a lot better in your basement, and then you can bring them up and either eat them or use them for cooking purposes. So that there's a lot of great information in the newsletter. And just go to paulparent.com. Top of the page, it says newsletter sign up. Just click on it and put your email address. And you'll get a newsletter from me every single Thursday. And while you're there, click on newsletter archives and you can see what we've done in the last couple of weeks. And what I thought was kind of neat, we put a picture at the beginning of the newsletter with Johnny Appleseed. Now, I know a lot of people think, well, it's folklore, it's legend. There really was a Johnny Appleseed. He was born in Weston, Massachusetts, in Leominster. And as he grew up working at an orchard, he decided that everybody should have apples, and he collected seeds, he grew seedlings, and he traveled from Western Mass to Ohio and Illinois, planting trees for people and telling them about it, because the apple trees weren't here when the country was being developed. We had no apples. All the apples came from Europe and from China and Australia, New Zealand, and they were all worked by the local universities. And New York State University, they did a ton of research, and they developed many, many fruit trees. So if you get a chance, go to the website, paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and sign up to receive it. There'll be information for you every single Thursday, 52 weeks a year. And then click on archive and go back 2 weeks, and you can see the picture of the real Johnny Appleseed and read his story and then learn about the apples. And this is the time for apple picking. Nothing better. Pears are ready. Peaches, depending where you live, a lot of areas on the East Coast, the peaches were all killed by a frost when they came into bloom during early May. New England, Pennsylvania, New York State, the trees came in bloom because we had 3 days in the 80s. The buds open, and then they had 3 nights that the temperatures went down to 18. The flowers froze, and 70 to 80% of the peaches, plums, and nectarines were killed. So that's why when you go to the supermarket, there's no local peaches, plums, and nectarines. They're all from other states, and the prices are higher than they've been in the past. It's just, you know, you need a lot of them, and you only have a few, so the price goes up on them. But they're still well worth it. And also right now, those of you that have planted the fall raspberries, they're coming in beautiful because they've been irrigated in the commercial pick-your-own nurseries. And they are really, really flavorful. So if you're going apple picking, ask to see if they have raspberries. And they are beautiful, nice red color. There's also an autumn gold. And we'll go and we'll pick several quarts. And we'll make some jam. We'll make some jellies. We'll freeze some whole in a Ziploc freezer bag so that we can enjoy them later on during the winter. But that may be something that you can think to add to your garden. If you're getting the spring raspberry, maybe it's time that you add a pot of a row of the fall, and that way you can get two crops a year on your raspberries. Now, as we get through the month of October, we're going to need to start to protect our berries and fruit plants. Some die back to the ground, like asparagus, like rhubarb, and what they need right now, if your rhubarb just didn't do what you think it should, go and buy a bag of Black Cow. Home Depot, Lowe's carries it, and it is some really good manure. Most of your cow manure that's sold is averaging around 12 to 15% actual manure. The rest of it is bedding or sawdust or wood shavings. Black cow screens their manure from the dairy barns, and you're getting over 40% of real manure in the bag. And the cost difference is minimal when you compare that it's going to be almost four times stronger. And that's what I do with my rhubarb. I have two big mounds. When they're ready for harvesting, they're spreading between 3 and 4 feet in diameter. They're a good 2, 2.5 feet high. And the stems of the rhubarb are 1 inch to 1.5 inches in diameter. And as they begin to kind of break down, because right now they're taking the energy that's in the leaves and they're sending it down to the root system to be stored for next spring, take a 5-gallon bucket, put a good mounded shovel of the black cow in the bucket, fill it full of water, and with the pressure from the hose, really mix it up and even stir it, and slowly pour it around each of your rhubarb plants, and next year you'll be thrilled. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome to the Ball Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, well, it's toll free. It's 855-660-4261. So write that down. 855-660-4261. And give us a call early before everybody wakes up, and that way we can help solve a problem or two that you have. Daniel, who is up first this week?
First up this week, we've got Karen from Massachusetts. She's got a question about the Paul Parent package from the Natural Alternatives.
Okay, Karen, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Nope.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. Well, it's drizzling out, but I will not complain, trust me.
Me too.
Oh, my God, I never thought I'd be so happy to see rain. Before I ask you my question, I get your newsletter, and I wanted to tell you I live two towns over from Lemonster, where Johnny Appleseed's from.
You do?
There's a lot of things named after him, you know, like Johnny Apple Elementary School and things like that. So, yep, he's a real guy.
Yep.
So anyway, my question. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So I have purchased Natural Alternatives for 2 years now, the salt for the ice, which I love. And I wrote to you, I told you I got on a local radio station because they had a veterinarian on. He comes on maybe quarterly, and he had no idea what to buy except for PawSafe, which is about $20 for like an 8-gallon jug. So I said, I can't take it. I called up and I told him all about it. I said, on Paul Parent Show, Natural Alternatives, gave him the whole lowdown, and he said, thank you. But besides that, I've tried their protolizer. I love it. It brought so many plants back to life. Now, last week you had the lady on had the package. It's a lawn fertilizer. It is plant food and the mosquito and tick and flea repellent.
Right.
And I bought that along with an additional protolizer. When should I use all three of those? I'm so sorry, my allergies just kicked in. I'm more concerned with, do I feed my plants now? Because I know you said never feed roses after kids go back to school. So I don't want to, if plants need the additional food to survive the winter, I guess I need to know which ones and what not to feed.
Okay.
And how to use the, and just one more thing. I'm on a roll. I just had my coffee. I have a, sorry, I gotta get it all in, you know. I have a large area of land that, not a large, a patch, that I had a guy pull a few trees up for me, and I want to continue my perennial garden. But he said the soil's pretty spent. It's, I live in Townsend, and there's a lot of sand, and if you look at it, it doesn't look nutritious like the rest of my yard.
Right.
Should I put, dissolve some fertilizer and just pour it all over that area and just let the little microbes do their thing, and then I can go buy shrubs? So there you go. If you can
okay.
Answer. Okay.
The first thing that I would do in the area where the soil is pretty well spent, you should get some form of organic matter. It can be compost.
Okay, I'm close to Maine compost, so that's good.
Okay, so work that in. If the soil is sandy, when you get ready to plant your shrubs or trees, whatever you're going to be putting in, use a product called Soil Moist.
Yep, okay, got that too. I've been listening to you for a lot of years. I've got almost everything you can name.
The Soil Moist.
And a friend bought the BioSafe, too, and she said it's fabulous. The what's a BioSafe? Is the, I guess, weed killer, is it?
BioSafe, it's an all-organic and natural company. They do weed killers. They do disease control. They do insect.
Okay. Well, she
all
bought
kinds
something
of different.
She said it was a little pricey, but she would buy it again because she said it worked miraculously. So, sorry, my ADD just took over. So let's go back to my my patch of land there.
Yeah, so I think if you can condition the soil with either compost, some black cow manure, and then, is this something you're going to be planting this fall or next year?
Well, I love this time of year because of all, the nurseries all have the shrubs that are 50% off, so maybe. So let's pretend I'm going to.
Okay, if you're going to, see if you can find a product called Black Gold. They make potting soil, but
yeah,
they
like
sell a bag of cocoa fiber.
Oh, okay,
and
yep.
Cocoa fiber is like peat moss, except that peat moss lasts 1 year and cocoa fiber lasts 5. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Danger dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Now that we're getting the rain, I hope that a lot of you had a chance to get some grass seed planted on your property, because it may be changing the trend of the last few months, and with the potential of Hurricane Matthew heading north, it could brush our coast and give us some rain. But the one thing that all of you listening, if you live within an hour, maybe an hour and a half drive of the ocean, if Hurricane Matthew comes up the coast, it's going to really make that ocean angry. It's going to stir it up. And it's going to pull some of the seaweed right off the floor of the ocean and bring it up onto the beach. And when the storm is over, get to the beach. If you can drive on the beach with a pickup, then get a pitchfork and some rakes, rake them up, fill your pickup, dump it right in your garden. If you can't, then get a wheelbarrow and some trash bags. Fill them with seaweed, bring them home, and clean up parts of the garden where it's all done. My tomatoes are done for the year. The peppers are done for the year. Most of the squashes, the cucumbers. So I'm going to be cleaning so that by next week, if the storm comes up the coast, I can go to the beach, which for me is 15 minutes away, and I'm going to fill it with a whole bunch of trash bags. And it's something my dad and I did. And we would put 3 to 6 inches of seaweed right on top of the garden. We'd let it sit there for several weeks. The sun would dry it out. It would get kind of crispy. And then we would just take a flat grading rake, walk in the garden, and just drive the rake into the seaweed, and it would crumble. And then he would till it in with a little bit of lime, and I'll tell you, it's just like adding peat moss to your soil, except you're getting all the goodness from the ocean. So if you live in an area where your soil is sandy and you want to get some free organic matter that will really help to retain moisture and feed the plants, pick up the seaweed at the beach. Bring it home. It's really beautiful, beautiful material. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Paul from New Hampshire. He's got a question about puff bulbs, I believe.
What is this again?
I believe it's called a puff bulb.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hey, Paul, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I'm in a position where I want to put down some turf builder and lime, but I have an issue with, and I believe they're called puff balls. They look sort of like the color of a potato. Start out really small, and they get the size of maybe a quarter, and then they dry out, and they break open. There's great, great charcoal dust, which I guess is spores, comes out.
Right.
And those, and I have some area in the lawn where mushrooms are growing. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know what I could put down to take care of the puff balls and the mushrooms before I put down turf builder and lime.
Okay. Mushrooms in your lawn are usually an indication that you've got a good soil, that you have a lot of organic matter, because the commercial growing of mushrooms is about 60%+ organic matter. So that's a good sign. The little round puffballs, I get them on my lawn every year. I may get 15, 20 of them. And all I do is I just pick them and bring a little bucket with me, pick them up, and throw them into the rubbish. And the problem is solved. It's a temporary problem. It's not something that kills the lawn. It comes up, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it will blow up, and you get this, as you said, black powder, which are the spores. And but I just walk through the yard. When I see them, I pick them, and they come right up very easily. And that way you don't have to worry about it being a real problem down the road. But I pick them, I dispose of them, and then put down your lime, put down your fertilizer, and that grass will be ready for the late fall and for the winter months. Now, fertilizing in the fall is very, very good for the grass. Now, let me tell you why. When you fertilize during April and May, the grass plant will use 75% of that food to get green and thick and look healthy, and it stores 25% for the future. In the fall, it's the opposite. It uses 25% of the food that you put down to green it up, to make it healthy for the winter months, and it stores 75% in the roots, the stems, the blades of grass, so that it can tolerate a harsh winter if we don't have a lot of snow cover like we did last year. Of course, the Farmer's Almanac is calling for a heavy snow year, but, you know, The weatherman can't get it right half the time, so if the Farmer's Almanac is right, we're going to have a lot of snow.
Very good, Paul. Is Turf Builder good to use as the fertilizer? Because you see in the store they have things that they say it's fertilizer and other things say it's Turf Builder. Is it one and the same, or is Turf Builder better?
Turf Builder is made by the Scotts Company. It's a chemical, man-made product. It does what it says. It's not a long-lasting fertilizer because there's no organics in it. So if you put it down now, you'll get the month of October and then maybe a week or two in November, and then it's totally gone. And there's no microbes, so it doesn't improve the soil. When you use organics, they'll last about twice the length of time in your garden. You don't get surge growth, and it helps to rebuild the soil. And then there's a third combination, and this is a company from Baltimore. It's called Turf Trust, and it's partly organic and partly chemical. And the thing that's really good about this Turf Trust, it's a product that was always used by lawn companies that wanted to give you a good deal for your money. And the Turf Trust will last 16 weeks in your soil, and it releases it slowly because of the coating that they put on it. And so that you're not going to get a lot of surge growth. It feeds slowly. And they've added a fungicide to the turf, which no other company has ever done. It's called CDU. And it's all natural. And it's microbes that are soil-borne. And they will help to eliminate diseases in your lawn. And it's something that if your nursery doesn't have it, you can give them a call. They can tell you where it is near you, or they can ship it direct. Now, if you want, I'll give you the phone number.
I appreciate that, Paul.
It's 888-546-5941. So 888-546-5941, and they'll ship it right to you. And in the spring, they have a brand new crabgrass control product. And Scott's has got a good crabgrass control product. The problem is it lasts 60 days, and after 60 days, it's gone. And this Turf Trust, their crabgrass product will last 120 days.
Ah,
and it has a lot of trace elements in it at the same time.
Would that also kill like dandelions or, you know, other weeds?
Well, see, dandelions and grasses are two different families. So they have a crabgrass control and a broadleaf weed control. And their broadleaf weed control is the newest product on the market today. And what is neat about it is most of your broadleaf weed controls, you spray it or you apply it with a spreader. It falls on the weed, and it's absorbed, and it's killed. Their product is called Gallery, G-A-L-L-E-R-Y, and one application will kill sprouting weeds. It will kill everything that's there, weed-wise, but it will stay effective in your soil for 8 months. So if dandelions blow into your yard from your neighbor and the seed begins to germinate, that product that they have will kill the seed as it begins to sprout. So it's a much better product.
Can these be put down at the same time? You put them all down at once or you have to have a time to...
What you would do is you would put down your fertilizer and your crabgrass preventer first. And then when your dandelions begin to show color, then you put the broadleaf weed control, and now you've been fed, you've been protected for broadleaf weeds, and you're protected from crabgrass. And with the Turf Trust, you feed the lawn twice a year. You don't have to buy these four-step programs that are out there anymore. You buy a two-step program. and you're saving yourself a heck of a lot of money in the long run. And because it's slow release, it's not going to make the grass grow quickly. It grows slower because it's fed slow, and you don't have to mow the lawn as often.
Very good. Very good. The fact that I have mushrooms growing, would that negate using lime?
No.
No. Put it down anyway.
Put it down anyway. And the reason is, if your soil is acidic, and you've got pines and oaks near your yard, the acidity will encourage crabgrass and broadleaf weeds. If you use lime on a regular basis, they can't grow in a sweet soil, and you'll have less of an expense to control them.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products. If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Daniel, let's go right to that phone line. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Maine. He's got a question about grubs and another question about his amaryllis plant.
Okay, Bob, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Basically, I've got a skunk in my backyard and I got a billion and one holes. Is it too late to do grub control?
No.
The other question. Okay, they're the two questions. Okay, good. That answers that.
Okay,
maybe
now,
you can suggest
the thing,
product.
The thing that you have to do. The normal product that you would put down to control grubs is a product that releases slowly over the entire season. Because the growing season is coming to an end, it's October, you want to get a product called Dylox. It's D-Y-L-O-X. And you would spread it on your lawn with a fertilizer spreader. You would time it for a rain or set your sprinkler out if you're allowed to water. It will change it from a powder to a liquid. And in a 24-hour period, once it becomes a liquid, it will kill every grub in your soil. And it's what the various state agriculture departments recommend at this time of the year. And now that we've had some rain, I know we've had rain here for a whole day, not heavy, but at least it's something. It's going to moisten the soil, and the moles and the voles are going to get active again looking for the grubs. And if you can put down this Dylox, it will take care of the grubs, and that will keep the moles and the voles from digging up your lawn and the raccoons and the skunks because their food source is all dead.
Okay, very good. The other two things I have, if I can bring up, one is where are we in the amaryllis cycle? And the other thing is, can I winter over strawberry plants?
Okay. On your amaryllis, what I would do now is I would dig your amaryllis, if you planted it in your garden, and pot it. If you've potted it, then you want to take it and put it in your basement. And the one that you dig out of the garden and you put it in the pot, give it a good drink and give it a few days to recover from the digging process. Put it in the basement, right on the floor, away from the furnace, someplace where it's going to be cool, and allow it to go from green to yellow to brown. And do not water. It will go dormant in that pot, and then you can take a pair of pruners, a scissors, and cut off all of the dead leaves so that it looks like a light bulb. The fat part in the ground with the threaded part sticking out of the ground. So it's going to be coming out of the soil about 2 to 3 inches. And you'll just leave it there. And it will go dormant. And then you can bring it to color. A lot of people will bring them up for Christmas. I wait until after. Because between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you get poinsettias, Christmas cactus, you're busy shopping, there's the Christmas tree, the decorating. So I wait until all that stuff is done, and I can relax again. I bring up that amaryllis, and it will bloom during January, February, and March. And when it's actively growing, if you can feed it with the Neptune's Harvest fertilizer or the Organica Grow fertilizer, both of them are liquid. You mix it with water, you give them a good drink, and you can feed all of your houseplants at the same time, and your amaryllis will come right back to life.
Okay, great. And the other thing is, can I winter over strawberry plants if I pull them out of the ground and then put them back in the spring?
Why do you want to overwinter them? I mean, you can leave them right there.
Well, they're in a window box.
Box. Okay. Then just take the window box and you put it someplace where it's going to stay cold and out of heavy rain. So in the back of your garage, inside a tool shed, underneath a deck, and you're all set until spring.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.